God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. If you're like I am, you may be sentimental. You may find yourself looking at pictures from a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago wistfully and wishing you could be younger and maybe wishing you could be richer and maybe wishing you could be healthier or whatever it may be. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking at fondness at the past. And it's understandable that although we may anticipate the future, we always approach the future with a little bit of trepidation. We don't know what it may hold. And yet, you can only move forward. In Joshua chapter 5, the Bible says something very interesting about the children of Israel as they moved ahead as God led them into the land of Canaan. The Bible says in Joshua 5:11, "And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." The old corn is simply a reference to that which was harvested from the ground in Canaan. Now, God had miraculously provided for these people for many years, manna, food from heaven, food straight from the heavens that God had in heaven, you might say. And yet there came a time where that ceased. And instead of receiving manna straight from heaven, they received food straight from the ground. Now, it's important to realize that both of these were God's provisions. Both natural and supernatural were from God. It didn't matter whether it came from the sky or it came from the ground, whether it was manna or what the Bible calls the harvest, the old fruit of the land. Both were from God, either directly or indirectly. So here's the point. As you look ahead in your life, you may have a little bit of fear. You may have some uncertainty, but remember that you can only move forward. You can't move back. In Joshua chapter 4, we find that the River Jordan had closed behind them. In Joshua chapter 5, verse 1, there's an increasing chorus of kings in the land that heard about the nation of Israel and were prepared to fight them. The Bible tells us in Joshua chapter 5 also that their reproach from Egypt had been rolled away. And so now this is just progression. The manna ceased and the harvest began. Now, behind them was Egypt's provision. They had been slaves in Egypt, but at least the food had been consistent and they knew exactly what would happen. In the wilderness, it was God's manna and God provided, though they were living by faith. In Canaan, the manna ceased and what they got was from the land that God was giving them. Now look, God's best provision is today, and God's providence is always in the future. So look, whatever God's giving you today, trust Him, rely on Him, give thanks for what you have today. Don't wish for the past. Don't fear the future. You can only move forward. You can't go back. The Jordan has receded. It is closed back again. Ahead is the land of Canaan. It may be giants. It may be walls. It may be who knows what. But if God goes before you, and if you follow Him, you're as good as you could possibly be. So look, God's providence is always in the future. Providence, as I've said many times, is from two words meaning God's looking ahead. In other words, God knows the need before you even know that the need is a need, and God is orchestrating things right now to provide for you in the future as you follow Him now. So if you want God's provision, God's not going to provide for you in the past. That's done. He is providing in the present, but the fact is God's providence, God's looking ahead, is always in the future. So we need not fear, we need not fret, we just need to follow. You can only move forward, and if God is the one that is in the lead, you can do that with confidence and with safety.